Okay, folks, with the NBA draft now in the rear view, let's do a review. Our guest was kind enough to join us before doing his thing for Net Scouts Basketball online, netscoutsbasketball.com. They're on Twitter. The handle is at NetScouts. His Twitter handle is at Carl Berman. Carl, always appreciate the time. How are we doing as we roll into August?
All good, Steve. Getting ready for the NBA Summer League and trying to compute all these NBA free agency signings.
I wish I had a lot more talent because the dough being thrown around is crazy. But, you know, when we talked pre-draft, one of the things I forgot to ask you about was Oregon and Eugene Omoruyi. You know, I didn't see him on many boards, and if it was, it seemed late second round. So your read on Eugene from Eugene as a draft prospect, and you know now his landing in Dallas on a two-way deal.
Yeah, Eugene really developed his game last year when he was at Rutgers. He only shot, I think it was 23% from three. He was primarily an inside guy, and while you know he had to play inside much of the year for Oregon because of all the you know the injuries to Dante. He did develop an outside game, so he shot, I think, 36-37% from outside, from you know 3-point range, and showed that game, part of the game being developed. So I think that's what NBA teams liked. He's not going to be able to score inside, you know, on NBA big, so he has to develop his game outside.
Yeah, I like a lot about his game, but you know, he's kind of a tweener. He'd be more probably attractive 6'8", 6'9", but the one duck we did hit on obviously was Chris Duarte. All that experience, the big senior year. Actually, I think you guys were the closest to having him just outside the lottery. Your last mock had him at 14 to Golden State. But what about Duarte climbing the charts and landing in a pretty good organization with the Pacers?
Yeah, he should get some time there. They don't have a lot of guards. You know, they have Brogdon and Caris LeVert ahead of him. So he might be the third guard there. So he'll probably be in the rotation and play 25 minutes a game. So that's a great spot for him. He moved up, you know, as the year went on just because of his efficiency in the areas that NBA teams need, you know, pick and roll handler and does well in transition and spot up.
Talking NBA draft with Carl Berman, Net Scouts Basketball. The Pac-12 player of the year was between Duarte and Evan Mobley of USC, a one-and-done guy. I believe he was a top-five recruit, ended up going third to the Cavs. You know, an athletic seven-footer who also likes to play defense. Carl, how much you like his game at the NBA level?
Yeah, I like Mobley a lot. You know, personally, I would have gone with him number two. But, you know, it's a tough decision between him and Green. But, you know, as a seven-footer, he's very varied in his game. You know, I think in time he'll be able to, you know, shoot from distance. He's great on defense. All he needs is some more weight and strength. Really good shot blocker, you know, instinctual shot blocker. Knows how to play. He passes. He's a little, you know, sometimes he defers a little more to his teammates than take a shot himself. But I really like him down the line.
Another guy I think is interesting just because I think he's got the clutch gene, what I would call brass, Jalen Suggs of Gonzaga. And I guess it sounds odd, but when Toronto went with Scotty Barnes, you could almost say Suggs fell to Orlando at five. You know, the Magic in rebuild mode, Fournier to the Knicks, they traded Aaron Gordon to Denver. Are you surprised the Raptors passed on Suggs, and what's your book on how his skill set translates?
Yeah, personally, if I were Toronto, I would have taken Suggs. I thought he was the more obvious replacement for Lowry. You know, although Scottie Barnes has a lot of, you know, good features and certainly, you know, has a really good upside as well. I think Orlando was really happy that he did fall to them at number five. He's just really competitive, You know, he has a football background, extremely tough, can really pass. He had that one pass in the NCAA tournament where, you know, it was from his own basket all the way to the other side, ex-quarterback. So I just love him. Just needs to develop his three-point shooting a little bit better, but he's an all-star moving forward, I think.
Talking with Carl Berman of Net Scouts Basketball. You know, we talked some international guys before the draft. Your service had Jonathan Kuminga to six at Oklahoma City. They went with another international player. And then, you know, I would say the Warriors pounced. You look at Steph re-signing, hopefully Klay returning. How about his fit with the Warriors?
Yeah, Kuminga is interesting. I think they were just surprised, I think, possibly, that Kuminga dropped down to him. Most of the year, a lot of people had him at number five, so he dropped down, you know, slightly. A lot of us thought the Warriors were going to pick someone who can step right in and help them, you know, recontend for a championship. And that wasn't the case. You know, they went with Kuminga just for his upside down the line. And they also got Moses Moody, who's another, you know, more of a potential guy than someone that's going to contribute right away. But I think they're both two really good picks for the future.
I got to get your thoughts on that Westbrook trade. You know, we also learned today they landed Carmelo Anthony. You got to always keep your fingers crossed about Anthony Davis's health. But I kind of like the Westbrook trade. I'm hearing a lot of negative stuff about it, but if they're going to load manage LeBron and AD, I mean, that's a guy who could still carry a team. What's your take? You like this move?
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it. You know, he's another ball-dominant guy. LeBron has the ball. You know, now Westbrook's going to have the ball too, and he's pretty much a non-shooter at this point. You know, he'll score on penetration. What the Lakers really needed from a starter, I think, is separation that created some, you know, could create some space inside. You know, like a Buddy Hield would have worked really well. I know they were trying to work a trade out with him and with Sacramento, and that didn't work out, I guess. So I'm not crazy about the Westbrook move. The other thing is that now they have, I think, eight players on their roster that are 32 years old or older, and that usually doesn't turn out too well.
Yeah, it's like the year they tried to bring on Payton and Malone and steal a ring for those guys, and it didn't work out. Couple final thoughts for Carl. My Knicks had a wild draft night. They went 19th, they went 21st, they traded him, then at 25, they go to Quentin Grimes of Houston, you know, once a top 10 recruit in the country, had the huge final year as took Houston to the Final Four. But, you know, you guys had him early second round. Most people had him late first round. How you liking the new Knicks? Should I be hopeful moving forward this season?
Yeah, I think they did well. I was surprised they moved down, but I think they came up with a few guys that'll help him out. It was interesting. They drafted Grimes, and they wound up with Miles McBride from West Virginia, and they took Grimes in a space where we had McBride going, and they took McBride in a space where we had Grimes going. So they got both of them in, you know, in alternate spots. But I love McBride. I think he's a Nick type player with Thibodeau and Grimes. Supposedly he really showed real well in all of his workouts. So yeah, I think they did well.
All right. Optimism in Nickland. Who would have thought of it? And lastly, you know, I actually, since we've been speaking, from when we mentioned Omoruyi, I got a couple of texts, and fans are like, I always hear about these two-way contracts, and they want some clarity. So folks have asked me to ask you, in layman's terms, what exactly is a two-way?
Yeah, they call it two-way because the player can play in the NBA and also play in that affiliate's G League team. So generally they'll go back and forth and play some time in the G League and play some on an NBA roster. Up till this current year, next year, 21-22, they were limited to 50 games on an NBA roster, and that's been thrown out. So now they can theoretically they can stay the whole year with the NBA team if it works out, and they get paid half of the minimum of a 1 year rookie contract. So it comes out to about $450,000.
Huh. Well,
not bad.
Sign me up. But anyway, folks, he's Carl Berman. Keeps us up to date on the international scene, the NBA draft. Now he's going to be covering the Summer League. You could check out NetScouts Basketball online, netscoutsbasketball.com. Their Twitter handle is at NetScouts. His is at Carl Berman. Carl, always really good insight and info. Always appreciate your time. Enjoy, and always look forward to catching up again soon.
Appreciate it, Steve. Stay well.
All right, take it easy.